650,000 emails. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's like a fireworks show. They always save the biggest bang for the end. Latest twist in the FBI's Hillary Clinton investigation, 650,000 more emails to go through. Found on Anthony Weiner's laptop, by which I mean the computer that he sometimes covered his lap with. Anyway, the FBI has said nothing about what may be in those emails, but Donald Trump is saying, I told you so, and about all Secretary Clinton can do is demand that the FBI release everything it has. However, in reviewing the email story, I noticed that back on June 1st, when Republicans demanded that the State Department release some 450,000 pages of records, officials said it would take approximately 75 years. According to scientists, in 75 years, the runways at Reagan National Airport will be underwater, which could explain all the sandbagging that's been going on. Bottom line, we're probably going to have to vote without knowing anything more than we do now. Although, there's still a week left. Anything can happen. Maybe the Mexican government will hack Trump's tax return. That's the crazy world we live in. The world is so crazy that last night in the World Series, I saw the Cubs win thanks to a guy named David Ross.
Throw by Ross. In time, David Ross ends the top of the sixth.
His job seems like a lot more fun than mine. Now this. This is the other Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.